The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 15th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Thursday of the second week of Easter. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Hunna. She was an aristocratic lady from the royal family of Alsace and married to a nobleman, Hunno of Hunnewire, a small village in the Diocese of Strasbourg. This was in the 7th century. She was known to be so caring of the poor around her that she even lent a hand in doing the washing for her neighbors in need. Because of this, she became known as the Holy Washerwoman. She also donated properties to monasteries and financed the construction of churches. Hunna had a son who was baptized by the Holy Bishop of Nevers, St. Deodatus, and was given his name in baptism. This son later entered a monastery founded by the same St. Deodatus at Ebersheim. Hunna was canonized in 1520. She died in the year 679. St. Hunna, Holy Washerwoman, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's sacred heart so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with Him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to your sacred heart, and we offer ourselves with you to the Father in your holy sacrifice of the Mass, with our prayer, work, sufferings, and joys of this day in reparation for our sins and that your kingdom come. We especially pray for the church throughout the world, for the Holy Father and his intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our bishop and his intentions, for our parish and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ your Son. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who risk their lives while fighting for fundamental rights under dictatorships, authoritarian regimes, and even in democracies in crisis. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DeFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
The Resurrection Appearances and Mission. Faith in the risen one is faith in something that has really taken place. One question, however, continually arises at this point. Not everyone saw the risen Jesus. Why not? Why did he not go in triumph to the Pharisees and Pilate to show them that he was alive and to let them touch his scars? The risen one cannot be seen like a piece of wood or stone. He can only be seen by the person to whom he reveals himself. And he only reveals himself to the one whom he can entrust with a mission. He does not reveal himself to curiosity, but to love. Love is the indispensable organ if we are to see and apprehend him. This does not mean, however, that the person addressed by the Lord has to be a believer already. Paul was not, nor was Thomas, nor were the 11 either, for they too were submerged in doubt and sorrow. The only victory they had in mind was the triumph of Jesus in the establishment of the Messianic kingdom. The alternative was ruin. Resurrection such as they now encountered was not something they could imagine, nor was it what they were expecting. It was not a prior faith that created a resurrection vision. Rather, it is the reality of the risen one that creates faith where there was only disbelief or a cramped and grudging faith.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8 past the hour. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday of the second week of Easter, April 15th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Jesus is the risen one, the Lord who passed through death in order to lead us to safety. Even before we begin to seek him, he is present beside us. He lifts us back after our falls. He helps us grow in faith. We begin this day of prayer now, joining our hearts, hands, and voices with the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, that we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
God raised the Lord to life. Alleluia.
Through his power, he will also raise us up. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation to the churches at Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the presiding spirit of the church in Sardis, write this. The one who holds the seven spirits of God, the seven stars, has this to say. I know your conduct. I know the reputation you have of being alive, when in fact you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains before it dies. I find that the sum of your deeds is less than complete in the sight of my God. Call to mind how you accepted what you heard. Keep to it and repent. If you do not rouse yourselves, I will come upon you like a thief at a time you cannot know. I realize that you have in Sardis a few persons who have not soiled their garments. These shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. The victor shall go clothed in white. I will never erase his name from the book of the living, but will acknowledge him in the presence of my Father and his angels. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Philadelphia, write this. The Holy One, the true, who wields David's key, who opens and no one can close, who closes and no one can open, has this to say. I know your deeds. That is why I have left an open door before you, which no one can close. I know that your strength is limited, yet you have held fast to my word and have not denied my name. I mean to make some of Satan's assembly, those self-styled Jews who are not really Jews, but frauds, come and fall down at your feet. They will learn of my love for you in that way, because you have kept my plea to stand fast. I will keep you safe in the time of trial, which is coming on the whole world, to test all men on earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, lest someone rob you of your crown. I will make the victor a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall never leave it. I will inscribe on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which he will send down from heaven, and my own name, which is new. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Laodicea, write this. The Amen, the faithful witness and true, the source of God's creation, has this to say. I know your deeds. I know you are neither hot nor cold. How I wish you were one or the other, hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. You keep saying, I am so rich and secure that I want for nothing. Little do you realize how wretched you are, how pitiable and poor, how blind and naked. Take my advice. Buy from me gold refined by fire, if you would be truly rich. Buy white garments in which to be clothed, if the shame of your nakedness is to be covered. Buy ointment to smear on your eyes, if you would see once more. Whoever is dear to me, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest about it, therefore. Repent. Here I stand, knocking at the door. If anyone hears me calling and opens the door, I will enter his house and have supper with him, and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself won the victory and took my seat beside my Father on his throne. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come into his house and share his supper, he and I together. Alleluia.
Those who gain the victory, I will feed from the tree of life, which grows in the garden of God.
I will come into his house and share his supper, he and I together. Alleluia.
From a sermon by Saint Gaudentius of Brescia, Bishop. The heavenly sacrifice instituted by Christ is the most gracious legacy of his new covenant. On the night he was delivered up to be crucified, he left us this gift as a pledge of his abiding presence. This sacrifice is our sustenance on life's journey. By it we are nourished and supported along the road of life until we depart from this world and make our way to the Lord. For this reason, he addressed these words to us: unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. It was the Lord's will that his gifts should remain with us, and that we who have been redeemed by his precious blood should constantly be sanctified according to the pattern of his own passion. And so he commanded those faithful disciples of his, whom he made the first priests of his church, to enact these mysteries of eternal life continuously. All priests throughout the churches of the world must celebrate these mysteries until Christ comes again from heaven. Therefore, let us all, priests and people alike, be faithful to this everlasting memorial of our redemption. Daily it is before our eyes as a re-presentation of the Passion of Christ. We hold it in our hands, we receive it in our mouths, and we accept it in our hearts. It is appropriate that we should receive the body of Christ in the form of bread, because as there are many grains of wheat in the flour from which bread is made by mixing it with water and baking it with fire, so also we know that many members make up the one body of Christ, which is brought to maturity by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Christ was born of the Holy Spirit, and since it was fitting that he should fulfill all justice, he entered into the waters of baptism to sanctify them. When he left the Jordan, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, who had descended upon him in the form of a dove. As the evangelist tells us, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan. Similarly, the wine of Christ's blood, drawn from the many grapes of the vineyard that he had planted, is extracted in the winepress of the cross. When men receive it with believing hearts, like capacious wineskins, it ferments within them by its own power. And so, now that you have escaped from the power of Egypt and of Pharaoh, who is the devil, join with us, all of you, in receiving this sacrifice of the saving Passover with the eagerness of dedicated hearts. Then in our inmost being, we shall be wholly sanctified by the very Lord Jesus Christ, whom we believe to be present in his sacraments, and whose boundless power abides forever. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke the bread. Then he gave it to his disciples and said,
"This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me. Alleluia."
This is the bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever.
This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me. Alleluia.
Let us pray. God of mercy, may the Easter mystery we celebrate be effective throughout our lives. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday of the second week of Easter, April 15th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we hear the words of St. John the Baptist as he talks about our Lord Jesus Christ. It's from the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth, and of the earth he speaks. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. He who receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God. For it is not by measure that he gives the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God rests upon him.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, all of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. In the Acts of the Apostles, we learn some very fine but necessary points about respect for authority while yet obeying God. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. In spite of a severe prohibition from the high priest and from the Sanhedrin that they should not preach again or teach at all in the name of Jesus, the apostles preached every day more freely and with more determination the doctrine of the faith. And there were many who converted and who were baptized. Then, as we are told in the first reading of the Mass, they set them before the council. And the high priest questioned them, saying, "We strictly charged you not to teach in this name, yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching." Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." And they continued to announce the good news. The apostles' resistance to obeying the commands of the Sanhedrin was not a matter of pride or lack of knowledge of the social duties towards lawful authority. They resisted them because the council wished to impose on them a command which was against the law of God. They reminded their judges courageously and simply that obedience to God comes first. They were fully convinced that for those who fear God there is no danger, but only those who don't fear Him, and that it is worse to commit an injustice than to suffer it. The apostles showed by their behavior their firmness of faith, how deeply they had absorbed the Master's teaching after having received the Holy Spirit, and the weight they attached to God's honor. The fortitude and conviction of the first Christians is what our Lord is also asking from His followers today. When in certain environments there breathes a climate of indifference or even direct attack, more or less veiled, on true human and Christian values, a well-formed conscience will lead a Christian to be as law-abiding as the best of his fellow citizens, at the same time as he is ready to take a stand against anything contrary to the natural law. The state is not juridically omnipotent. It is not the source of good and of evil. It is an obligation for Catholics who are present in political institutions to exercise a critical role within their respective institutions so that their programs and activities correspond every day more to the aspirations and criteria of Christian morality. In some cases, it could even be obligatory to object in conscience to activities or decisions that go directly contrary to some precept of Christian morality. The effective protection of fundamental individual rights, the right to life from the very first moment of conception, the protection of marriage and the family, equality of opportunities in education and in work, freedom of education and of speech, religious freedom, personal security, contribution to world peace, all form part of the common good for which Christians should be prepared to fight. Passivity in the face of such important affairs would really be a lamentable error and omission, at times grave, of the duty to contribute to the common good. They would form part of the sins of omission, for which, as well as those of thought, word, and deed, we ask our Lord for pardon every day at the start of Mass. Many things, whether they be material, technical, economic, social, political, or cultural, when left to themselves or left in the hands of those who lack the light of faith, become formidable obstacles to the supernatural life. They form a sort of closed shop which is hostile to the church. You as a Christian, and perhaps as a research worker, writer, scientist, politician, or laborer, have the duty to sanctify those things. Remember that the whole universe, as the Apostle says, is groaning as in the pangs of labor, awaiting the liberation of the children of God. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 23 minutes before the hour. Morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Thursday of the second week of Easter, April 15th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's pray now. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Shoes upon my feet, an alabaster box I bring. Pour the oil and anoint the king. Oh Lord, I pray only to
to you.
I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia.
I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia.
O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land.
The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea. To the great river it stretched out its shoots.
Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field.
God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face.
May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, eternal Shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted, that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son as branches on the vine, that, planted firmly in your love, we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere.
I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia.
Rejoicing, you will draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Alleluia.
Rejoicing, you will draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Alleluia.
I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me.
God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior.
With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation and say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name.
Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth.
Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rejoicing, you will draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Alleluia.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. Alleluia.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. Alleluia.
Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast.
For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt.
A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden, your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you.
I answered concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed.
Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it.
But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs.
Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies.
The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat and fill them with honey from the rock.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us leave sin behind and to rejoice in professing your name.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also through his Spirit dwelling in you. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything to him. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, The dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything to Him. Alleluia. God the Father has given us His Son for the resurrection of His people. Let us turn with confidence to the Father and say,
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
As a pillar of fire, You lighted the way for Your people in the desert.
Through His resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
Through the voice of Moses, You taught Your people from the mountain.
Through His resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
You fed Your pilgrim people with Your gift of manna.
Through His resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
You gave Your people water from the rock.
Through His resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
And now we pause to add the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who for the salvation of the world brought about the Paschal sacrifice, be favorable to the supplications of Your people, so that Christ, our High Priest, interceding on our behalf, may by His likeness to ourselves bring us reconciliation, and by His equality with You, free us from our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
If you've ever heard the saying, Catholics know how to celebrate, this is a classic example. This is only the second week of Easter, a Thursday, and Easter lasts for 50 days. So celebrate, Christ is risen, alleluia, alleluia. So Thursday is waiting for you right outside of that door. Get up off your knees, get going, but don't stop praying. Morning Air is coming up with John and Glenn in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid is along a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I hope to see you again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central or on the app. You go out now, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.